This is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
This is WMFO Medford.
Daily high in the cottonwood. down at me, and you sure looked good. Hair hanging down in the leaves, neck tilted back to make a rainbow. I was losing control of the language again. I am losing control of the language again.
That was a little song called Masher by the Mountain Goats. So, in case you hadn't noticed, Mimi and / or Gracie is not here today, so I will be subbing in for their time slot. Usually this is all the geets. Name's DJ Roth. First time in the DJ chair since training, so that's a thing. And what we're gonna do today is... I have no idea what this will actually sound like to listen to, but I've composed a little playlist to celebrate first snow yesterday. Top of the hour, we've got some summer songs. Bottom of the hour, we've got some snow songs. It's a good time. And the gimmick here, as with all my radio slots, is we are only playing the Mountain Goats, because those are my tastes. The Mountain Goats being a cult indie folk rock band. First album back in 1994, composed of John Darnielle and whoever he happens to surround himself with. So yeah, we're gonna head on to Stench of the Unburied off of their newest album, Goths, from last year.
Flecked with malox and visit dried vomit. Say what you will for the effort. You can't fault the technique. Still conscious at sunrise. For the third time this week, but when the ice chest full of Corona.
Susie and the Banshees. Follow the flame to freedom. The flickering lights of Armageddon.
Guys, I'm from Miami. This was what I wouldn't give for 92 degree weather. You have no idea. So yeah, that was one of the first albums and one of the most recent. This band has run quite the stylistic gamut over the past 14 years, which is, you know, focus on the lyrics, because in terms of musical consistency, I have no confidence in this playlist. Here we go.
Alive. And I feel so proud when woman from the future remembers that you're gone. Armies massing in the dusky distance, ghosted in the ribbon microphone. Leave a little mark on something, maybe. Take the secret circuit home. Young, frightened men, the loneliest people in the whole wide world are the ones you're never going to see again. Yeah, the loneliest people in the whole wide world are the ones you're never going to see again.
One finger to the breeze. You can almost taste the action on nights like these. Trees were bending in the wind. You were 40 miles away, and I was headed your direction. I've been waiting all day, I've been waiting all day. Covina was huge and white, and I was like a patient on a table, headed for the light. Lean toward the center divider, feel the wind in my hair. Keep a light up in your window, I'm gonna be right there, I'm gonna be right there, with a gleam in my eye. Down by the chemistry building, I found a quiet place to park, and I made my way down the street toward your place, stepping lightly in the dark. Climbed the steps up to your doorway, like a man prepared to jump beneath the train. It's real warm outside tonight. Maybe tomorrow it rains, maybe tomorrow it rains. Inside your room we shut the window, and we turned on a fan, and we lay there together in the darkness. I can keep a secret if you can, finishing one another's sentences like a pair of identical twins. Your boyfriend's out of town until Tuesday, and nobody saw me come in, nobody saw me come in. he wants a little of my time. Six cylinders underneath the hood, crashing and kicking. Ah, listen to the engine whine. I am gonna make it through this year, if it kills me. I am gonna make it through this year, if it kills me.
Cold all summer long.
All right, everyone, we've reached the halfway point, to which everyone says, thank God, only half another hour until an actual DJ shows up. What we've got now is a little public service interlude. So, first off, from Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free and free vegan and vegetarian food to anyone who asks for it. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in reaching decisions for their local chapter by consensus. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service announcement message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Second, on a more local note, Free Ferdy today, we have a march outside of DeWick Dining Center on the Tufts campus for any of you students listening. And that is to support our dining staff in labor negotiations. University has been pretty obstinate on that front, so figured a show of public support would be helpful. We're expecting hoping for at least about 600 students to show up. Make your voice heard. In honor of that, we have a little unreleased recording by John Darnielle himself. This was in response to the 2011 situation with Wisconsin government employees. It is a cover of an old Billy Bragg song. This is Power in a Union by the Mountain Goats.
In the hand of the worker, but it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. Oh, there is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood, the mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to the factories full of mud, war has always been the boss's way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black flag, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters from many far-off lands. Oh, there is power in a union. Now I long for the morning when they all realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. But who'll defend the worker who cannot organize when the bosses send their lackeys, sir, to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who'll come to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow and a light to the child. Oh, there is power in a union. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black flag, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters together we all stand. Oh, there is power in a union. Stay strong, Wisconsin. The Mountain Goats and every musician I know are with you.
All right, everybody, we're going to transition in the bottom half of the hour to some more winter-themed songs, which were surprisingly difficult to find in this catalog. I managed, given that there are over 550 songs released by this guy over the past 15-some-odd years. 25, even. That said, strangely enough, I found a big concentration of them in the 90s. Part of this makes sense. John Darnielle grew up in SoCal as his work came to take a more autobiographical bent. It would make sense that he would start talking more about deserts and scrublands. So This first track is going to be off of the album Sweden. It's called Snow Crushing Killing Song. How cheery.
The branch outside my window. Your feathers were the color of snow. The dice were loaded against us, ever seeing each other. But one of us had nowhere else to go. Were all the colors that the rainbow forgot. Your wingspan was 3 feet wide or better. With your voice practicing notes from time zone beginning, you took apart the alphabet letter by letter. Where it all stops for good, where the cool waters run. Thought I saw a mouse kicking in your beak. It was only a skeleton. Thank you.
Hi, it's the Mountain Goats. It's the 17th of December at 9:34 in the morning, and this is called No, I Can't. Bought me some candy, and you bought me some flowers, and you bought me a sofa, and you bought me a radio. Thank you for the candy. Thank you for the flowers. Thank you for the sofa. Thank you for the radio. Now I have everything I need. Now I have everything I need. You bought me a puppy, and you bought me a lamp, and you bought me some books, and you bought me a filing cabinet. Thank you for the puppy. Thank you for the lamp. Thank you for the books. Thanks for the filing cabinet. I don't know what I did without it.
As you may have heard from that just desperate sounding man at the beginning, that was No I Can't by the Mountain Goats. These next couple of songs are actually all pretty preoccupied with the idea of insides, outsides. Seasonal affective disorder, it's a thing. Not a lot to do inside, that's just a fact. This next song is Transcendental Youth. Gives the album its name. It's about, similarly, two people hiding from the snow one cold winter night. Let's listen to it.
Baseboards, I despise this town. Snow on the sunroof, two stories down. Hold hands, wish the snow away. Rise in the darkness of the gathering day. speak into the microphone. Cedar smudge our headbands and take to the skies. Soar ever upwards on air gone black with flies. Shroud ourselves in the cosmos, let the music play. Bright star of the morning, shine on his rising way. Sing in the night, in the nameless dark. Father long gone, but we bear his mark. Learn some secrets never tell. Stay sick, don't get well. Clutch those broken headboards, ride the highest wave. Dusky diamonds shining in the far depths of the cave. Try to explain ourselves, babble on and on. By the time you receive this, we'll be gone. Sing, sing high, while the fire climbs. Sing one for the old times.
Alright, I can actually muster some words about this next track. Mountain Goat songs, they've always got a story behind them. I actually, for my radio training, did two 20-40 minute spots just endlessly trying to talk about the background of each song, and to some extent, I think I would do that differently, let the art speak for itself a little bit, but this is just too good. This next song coming up is called Surrounded. It's a collab between John Darnielle and John Vanderslice. And I'm just gonna read the little introduction John Darnielle gave before he performed this. This is a song about the organ harvesting colonies on the moon that men and women work on 6 months out of the year, and the other 6 months they live in total secrecy in locations they're not allowed to disclose, without family, without friends, without other occupations than giant televisions granted them by the government. I alone seem to be bearing witness to this phenomenon. He was addressing an audience at the First United Methodist Church. What a character. There are actually two versions of this song publicly available. I had to pick which one. I like this version better vocally. The other one has a violin replacing the harmonica part you're about to hear. It was a tough call, but let's hear it.
Shine down on Colorado, hide my dirty secrets.
here in the shadows, where the quaking aspens tremble in the snow. Haul me up the hillside, hold me high and let me go. Let me fall right through my own roof like a meteorite. Let the world and all its wonders leave me to my toys tonight in my 96-inch television screen. Let me die, let me die, surrounded by machines. High winds knocked the power out last night, but I've got my own supply here. All my windows blaze with light, and the light spills through the windows to the empty plain below. Finds nothing but some trees and 6 fresh feet of snow. And I find a broadcast station that's signed off for the night, and the static floods the speakers in glorious black and white on my 96-inch television screen. Let me die, let me die, surrounded by machines.
And the new song, which has no title as of yet. 1, 2, 3, 4.
In comes you, not the same person I knew. Looking roughly the same. Something hungry, getting restless in your brain. Hey, 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 hey. So there I go, not the same person that you used to know. Peeking through the fisheye lens at you, and the cornet. Before your elbows, black pumps and a medium length black skirt, eating a path through the dark, damp earth. I hope they've got plenty of money where you're going. And the cornet blows where the oleander grows. In the lining of my father's old corduroy coat,
big plans hatching in my brain, a big ugly lump in my throat. I drove up to Harvey Mudd and I played pinball till I didn't want to kill anyone. Polished off all my cheap whiskey, stepped out into the California sun, singing by an open voice on Gauna and the juice of the barley for me. Singing by an open voice on Gauna and the juice of the barley for me. Carried me up the coast, where it only got sharper, god damn it, in a small room that got even smaller, a block away from the Willamette. There was nowhere I needed to go, and nowhere I wanted to be, and my window looked out upon nothing, and nothing looked right back at me. I had a couple of things on my mind, couple of problems to think through, and I drank till I couldn't see straight anymore, until there was nothing to drink to. Singing by an voice on down and the juice of the barley for me. Singing by an voice on down and the juice of the barley for me.
Alright, everybody, I think that's the song we're gonna end on here on WMFO Medford. Next up we've got, is it ET Phone Home? It's ET Phone Home up next on WMFO Medford. Thank you, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Had 100 things in motion, said you barely recognize me. Yeah, I've been gone for quite a while, but can we just reconcile? No, I never meant to leave you. I was busy, but I promise you the next time you won't feel like I forgot about you. I know it's far, but just remember I'll be back home in November. I won't miss you till I see the smoke. Calling.